You hear me?
Yep.
You do? Okay, fine. In Parshas Noso, we read of the dedication of the Mishkan. And Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Vayakrivu Anashim Eskanukas Amizbeach B'yoyim V'moshach Oiso Vayakrivu Anashim Eskorbonon Lufnei Amizbeach. And Rashi tells us, Omer Rav Nosson, Baro Hanesiyim Nisnadiv Kan B'tchino. How come the Nesiyim chose to be the first ones when it came to the dedication of the Mishkan, and they brought the Karbonos to dedicate it? Lechas HaMishkan Lo Hisnad B'tchino. We'll come back to this in a moment. They did not pledge at the beginning. Alakach Ormu Hanesiyim. The Nesiyim said, Nisnad Bu'at Sibur, that the broad masses of Klal Yisrael contribute, Mashi is Nadbur, Umashich Mechasrim, and whatever is missing, in other words, whatever Klal Yisrael doesn't cover in the budget to build the Mishkan, Anu Mashlim will complete it. Kevin Shero Sheshlima Tzibur Esakol, but all of a sudden what happened is Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them, Daiva Hoysa, stop bringing, you know, it's overbooked, oversubscribed. Shenema v'malach Hoysa Dayan, Omru me'atom alonu lasos. What can we do? There's nothing left for us. We find a vivus avne ashoyam v'aliluvim, that they needed special stones. V'avni shom na'avni melum, they brought them la'ifur v'lachoyshan, l'kach esnad v'kan t'chilo. Here, they were the first ones online to donate. Back in Parshas in Chumash Shmois, there you find one that is the word Nesiyim on one time is written without the Yud, Nun Samach Aleph Mem, instead of Nun Samach Aleph Yud Mem. And Rashi there comments with the same Chazal of Omer Rav Nosson. And he says the Rabbanu Shel Olam left out a letter in their name, the Fishim is Atzlo, because they were lax in approaching the building of the Mishkan. And how were they lax? Because they said, let Klal Yisrael give first, and whatever's missing will give. And at the end, there was nothing left to give, so they were lax. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu left out one letter in their name. And we have to ask ourselves, anyone that's ever been involved in a building project, when we built the shul, Baruch Hashem, 20 years ago, a little more than 20 years ago, back in the 90s, late 90s, the number of years to raise the money for it. Imagine the first night you go out, you knock on the first door, and the first guy that you come in to tells him, Rabbi, listen, you have nothing to worry about. For me, you have a blank check. Just run your building campaign. And anything missing, just come back to me and I'll write you a check. You know, this is a serious fellow. He has both his word, his gold. His pockets are deep. He's together with you. He's dedicated to your cause. You go home. I go home. I'd make a kiddush. I succeeded. The building is going to be a reality. Instead of all the sweat of years and boring how we're going to complete it, Nisim that the Rabbanu Shel Olam allowed us a special siyata d'shmaya to get you. First night you're out on the trail, you knock on the first door. He says, Rabbi, you have a blank check. Anything you're missing, I don't care if it's $100,000, $500,000, $800,000. You know, the guy has the money for it. He's a millionaire. He's dedicated to you, of course. I go home, make a kiddush, I party. Baruch Hashem, I succeeded in this great undertaking. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and they see him approach him and tell him, Rabbi, I have a blank check. Could there be anything more than that that you want? Any greater dedication to the Mishkan than the fellow that tells you you have a blank check? Anything? And what happens? What happens probably never happened again in all of Jewish history. They had a building campaign, and it was oversubscribed. They didn't need a mortgage. They were insured. They didn't borrow money from the members. Oversubscribed. Never happened in all the Jewish history, such a campaign. Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them, stop. We will oversubscribe. We can't take any more donations for this. So where's the deficiency, the laxity on the part of the Nesi'im in this regard? It's the greatest thing that a fundraiser can have. A building campaign succeeds the first night out. It's a great way. And when yet Chazal tell us, because the unexpected happened, something perhaps never repeated in all of Jewish history, the building demand is oversubscribed. And we accuse them of laxity? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu leaves out a letter in their name. Rav Moshe Chait, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rosh Shlom Chofetz Chaim Yerushalayim, said, if we want to understand what Chazal means, they left out a letter in the scene. Just imagine you're appointed a senior vice president in a company, in a major corporation in the United States. And they come. So on your door of your office, they make a nameplate. They put your name. Chaim Yankel, that's your name. And they misspell your name. They leave out one of the letters in your name. So you go and complain to them. Listen, it's, people are coming to me. It's just very, very humiliating that my name is misspelled. And they tell you, you know something? We're not changing it. At B.S. Hagoyal, as long as you stay in this company, you can be here for 100 years, we're not taking down that sign. That sign is staying on your door with the misspelled name. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. L'neitzach n'tzachem, one place in the Torah, he left out all the yuds in the sea. Your name is misspelled forever. And for what reason? Not just by accident. To express the fact that I don't think you acted correctly. And where's the deficiency in what they did? I believe the answer lies, when you look at the Mesilas Yisroel and it discusses his reasons, alacrity in doing the mitzvah. But he talks about the fact, not only the alacrity, but what is the motivation? What's behind the personality trait which drives his reasons, which drives a person to act with alacrity? And he tells us that the concern that a person has, which causes them to act with Jesus, stems from the fact that he's concerned that he may lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah. As he describes in the quotes of Chazal, which Molanovi coming to anoint David HaMelech, Harbe Kategorim Mekan Vadgifa. We can undertake to do something, but life places many challenges and obstacles in between us and success and completing that which we've undertaken. The Zoras is a mindset that a mitzvah is so significant, is so important to him, that he will not take even the remotest chance of losing out on that mitzvah. And especially a mitzvah that comes once in a lifetime, once in many lifetimes, the chance to build a mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash. How often does that come? On all the Jewish history, only a handful of times. Not in every generation. It's such an enormous mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Now that'll come, Mashiach's going to come, and we're going to donate money to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to fight to give him money. Who doesn't want to have a share in the Beis HaMikdash? We're going to build it. If we had the concern of what, maybe the unexpected will happen, it'll be overbooked, and I won't have the opportunity. If they were fully imbued with that concern, they would not have taken this stance. What would they have done? They would have told Moshe Rabbeinu like this. This Moshe Rabbeinu, here's a check for $100,000. Now go about the campaign. And if you're missing anything, then come back at the end and I'll give you another check and I'll cover the rest. But I want to make sure that on day one, I'm in. I have a share in the Beis HaMikdash. I have a share in the Mishkan. And a very interesting thing once happened. I once had a campaign once, one year Hanukkah, we were short for the stock fund. And I said, Rabbi, I have to raise $15,000 to be able to continue from now until we get to Purim Pesach. The funds are going to come. That Motzei Shabbos, someone comes to my house and he says, two things I have to tell you, Rabbi. Number one, anything you short on the $15,000, I'll cover for you. But number two, I understand the lesson of the Nasir, that you don't wait till the end. You put give a check now. So he gave me a sizable check at that point. He said, if you're short at the end, come back to me and I'll cover it. Baruch Hashem, we weren't short. But he was a wise person. He learned the lesson of the Nasir, that you don't just promise to cover a deficit, but you put money in right away. You take a share in the mitzvah. Don't take the chance, the outside chance that maybe you lose the opportunity. Grab the opportunity to do a mitzvah. And that's what drives reasons. If a person doesn't have that perspective, he won't be a Zoros. And that's why they said, Nishinis Atzlu. Where's the Atzlus? It wasn't that they were lazy to write the check. But what drives the Zoros, the concern that I might not be Zoich in the mitzvah, that they didn't have. And consequently, they lost its opportunity. We need to realize every time that we do a mitzvah, we have mitzvahs that we do every day. Put on tefillin every day, put on a talis every day, daven every day. But each time that we do that mitzvah is a once in a lifetime. Today's mitzvah is not coming back. Tomorrow will be another mitzvah. And Rambam even learns that the whole question of machlokus, the Rambam and the Ramban, how to count the mitzvahs of Kriya Shema should be counted as once or twice, two mitzvahs, that will be counted. And some Rishonim counted as two. Because that's a question, the Rambam and the Ramban, how to count Kriya Shema. It's the same text, but it's a different mitzvah. One's in the morning, one's at night. So how do you count that mitzvah, one or two? Each mitzvah, each time you come back to do a mitzvah, is a different mitzvah. That mitzvah is not coming back. And to realize, to embrace that mitzvah with the full enthusiasm, just as much as we would embrace a mitzvah building the base of Mikdash, comes once in many lifetimes. But the love, the concern that we should have for a mitzvah, as I'll tell us, each day you should view it as a new edict, as a new tzibur, a new command from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And only then can we do the mitzvah properly. Only then will we have a proper love and appreciation of the mitzvahs. We have now a special window, but that special window has to inform us going forward about everything that we do. We have a special appreciation now as we begun to daven again with tzibur. What it means to daven tefillah with tzibur. You hear the answer on Menyei Shmei Rabba, you hear the Kriya Satira. We have a special appreciation of it now. But we have to take a step back and realize that this appreciation we have to have 5 years from now and 10 years from now. By having missed it for the last 2 months, gives us a new appreciation, a new insight into what the love of that mitzvah is. And that has to inform us with every mitzvah. To love the mitzvah, to run to do the mitzvah, to appreciate the mitzvah. And then we'll truly, in fact, have learned the lesson of the Nasir. Not to take a mitzvah, the slightest chance with a mitzvah, that I might not be zeichah to do it properly. But it's a very powerful lesson that the Torah teaches us. The Nasir is misspelled for all generations to remind us that there was a point in time that they loved the mitzvah, they embraced it with great enthusiasm, the fundraiser's dream, and yet they stumbled. They did not make sure that they reserved for themselves a spot in building the Mishkan. So how careful we have to be, even as we embrace a mitzvah, to make sure that we do the mitzvah properly, that we have our share in that mitzvah, we do not let it escape from us. It's a very important lesson we have to learn from the Nasir. And the Nasir learned that lesson. When it came to the Chanukah Samas Beyah, they said, we're not taking any chances. We're first on the line. We're going to bring the Kabbonis before anyone else shows up here. We're making sure that this time around, the building, we unfortunately had a scratch at the end to find these stones, the precious stones, for the Chayvot and the Chalishah. when it comes to the dedication of the act of the Mishkan itself, when we actually start bringing the Kabbalahs in the Mishkan, we're not coming at the back of the line. They made sure that they were first. And therefore, that's where the story of the Mishkan begins in this parsha. The Yom Kalos Moshe L'Hokimus HaMishkan, that the Nesiim brought the Kabbalahs, the first ones, before anyone else. A very powerful and significant lesson, I believe.